Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney is here. Stephen is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Stephen is the founder of Stephen Gaffney Company. The website is honestcommunication.com. Is that right?
Yeah, honestcommunication.com. And if they want a written written article about these five myths, just have them email us at honestcommunication.com. We'll send it to them. They can send it to other people.
All right. And so that's the five myths that people make about communication at work that we're talking about. We just covered a couple of them in the last segment. My websites, by the way, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Okay, let's talk about be diplomatic. That's another myth. People think they should be diplomatic. What's wrong with being diplomatic?
People don't understand the message. I mean, how often have you had somebody be so diplomatic you miss the message?
You know, and
like, here's a good one. You know, you're talking about the age of the customer, which I think is brilliant. And so let's look at that. You know, customers, it's hard for them to sometimes tell us the truth, right? You know, let's say they're not happy with something or not as happy. Right. So they try to be diplomatic. And they might say something like, you know, you might want to look at improving this or if you could do that. What they're trying to say is, look, you got to step it up.
You big dummy.
Yeah. And that's critical. As a small business person, when you're trying to grow the business, you got to pay attention because people tend to be diplomatic. And the reality is that when people are diplomatic, we miss the message. You can't control other people, but you can control how we listen and how we deal with things. And so we've got to listen for that people are often trying to be diplomatic, and we can miss that message.
And I'll tell you something else, Stephen. Being diplomatic doesn't, if you're a manager and you have to be very clear about what is expected of an employee, especially if they're falling short, especially if they're, you know, in jeopardy of losing their job. You cannot be diplomatic in those conversations. You have to lower your eyebrows. You have to look them, you have to give them a level stare. You don't have to be mean. You have to be aggressive, but you can't have a, you know, like a sweet little face on. You have to say, John, look, we're glad you're here, but you're not getting the job done. We're glad you're here, but you're not performing. You need to understand that your performance is going to have to improve, or you're not going to be able to be here anymore.
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote something up about
people can't. People can't do that. Never mind whether it's the right thing or not. A lot of people can't do that, Stephen.
Absolutely, and here's the problem that they don't realize. People don't realize that people watch the boss. So if they see us not having those difficult, challenging, honest conversations and getting issues resolved or getting the issue taken care of, they see us not responding, and then they think to themselves, well, you know what? I wonder if he or she is not being upfront with me too.
Right.
And so, we may be thinking, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to have a problem, you know, challenging somebody. We're going to lose employees because they're going to see us not deal with things head up, and then they're going to wonder, can they trust us?
People want, especially if you're the boss, if you're a manager, you're the owner, people want you to be straight with them.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not, when you give them a compliment, it doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely. And they're wondering all the time. I mean, just think about in your own life how often you run up against somebody and you're wondering, can I really trust them? And the reason why we say that is because we've seen how they talk behind other people's back.
Right.
They say things. They don't handle conflicts. And we realize, of course, they're going to do that to us too.
What about the legendary story that we all have that the best teacher we ever had was the strictest teacher?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right,
yes.
So let's go to the fourth one. What's the sandwich idea? Yes. I don't understand this.
The sandwich method, it's been taught for years. It's horrible, actually. And that's where you sandwich what you really want to say between two compliments. It goes like this. I really appreciate everything you've done, but what I wanted to tell you is this, and thank you for working with me. So this was taught for years, but so many people are now suspicious of it. For example, if you ever had somebody compliment you and you're like, uh-oh,
here it comes.
A setup coming.
Here comes the butt.
And that's incredibly manipulative. So people say, well, what do you do? Well, one thing we can do is separate the appreciation from the issue. So I coach people, there's 9 critical steps when having an honest communication with
One thing that people have said is if you've given them a review, you've got good things and bad things to say, do the bad ones first and the good ones last.
Absolutely. I was just coaching an executive the other day, and she debated me a little bit, and I said, well, listen, why don't you just ask that employee, look, I got good news, and I have some constructive criticism. What do you want first?
Yeah.
Because people are often waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Right, yeah. All right, what's the fifth one?
Oh, the fifth one is more communication leads to resolution. And here's my proof positive that that doesn't work. If more communication...
More talking doesn't work?
Because have you ever met somebody who does a lot of talking, but they sure aren't saying anything?
That's right.
And you're like, uh-oh, what's going on, you know? And they're just not being upfront. But one of the things is if more communication solved the problem. Listen, we have email, we have all text, we got all kinds of forms of communication. We don't have less problems, we have more problems. It's not more communication, it's more effective communication in using the appropriate forms to resolve the issue.
Right. Wow, what a great tour of all the things not to do, the myths of communication at work, folks. And that's a white paper, that's an article they can get at your website, right?
Absolutely. If they go to honestcommunication.com, we'll just send it to them, and they can distribute it to other people and have a great conversation.
We appreciate that very much. Hey, Steve McGaffney, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Steve McGaffney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.